I consulted for Raytheon in 1933 when I was in my junior year in electrical engineering at MIT. At that time, the total company amounted to 250 people. We were located in Kendall Square, which is in the shadow of MIT in Cambridge, Mass., because that's where Vannevar Bush, one of the founders of Raytheon, wanted the company in order for him to consult for it. So he could leave his classes at MIT late in the afternoon, come over to Raytheon and see what was going on. In 1937, I joined the special tube section as an electron tube development engineer under Percy Spencer, and I developed and marketed the subminiature tube for hearing aids. That was my idea and my project. I was made manager of the special tube section in March of 39, where I had overall responsibility for engineering, manufacturing, marketing, and profitability. That section included the subminiature tubes for hearing aids and also many low-power transmitting tubes for amateur radio operators. We were known throughout the country and in England and France and so on for our RK series of low-power transmitting tubes, which are still talked about in the ham radio field. Then I received the first contract for development of a proximity fuse tube in October of 1940 when the English came over from with the first proximity fuse tube idea. They brought a circuit over. The same group that brought the first magnetron over came over with the idea of the proximity fuse. I was then made assistant vice president of the receiving tube division in March of 48. That's the oldest division at Raytheon. The receiving tube division was the starting division, and from that branched our present business at $20 billion a year. That division at the time included subminiature tubes and receiving tubes. Then in March of 50, I was made vice president of receiving tubes, cathode ray tubes, and semiconductors. We were then making a large volume of germanium diodes for the TV industry, as well as the industry's first commercially available point contact transistor, the CK703. I left Raytheon in October 1961 to become president and CEO of Radio Shack Corporation. I had originally had contact with them because we were supplying them with low-power transmitting tubes. I returned to Raytheon as a consultant in March of 63 and have been a consultant ever since. So I've been affiliated with the company for 67 years. In 1990, I was appointed archivist and historian of Raytheon, which I'm currently operating as.